I'm Eric Allen for KSCC. The podcast S-Town brought new audio storytelling forms into being, drawing from literature and investigative journalism. It followed the true story of John B. McLemore, who hated his hometown of Woodstock, Alabama, enough to bring it to the attention of the producers of This American Life. Brian Reed then went off on the storytelling trail to investigate a murder that may not have happened, but encountered many strange things that did happen. S-Town was then downloaded 40 million times in the first month after it was released. Now Brian Reed is bringing his live show, Creating S-Town, to the Halt Center in Eugene on February 9th. Thanks for your time today, Brian.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
Well, storytellers often sense that there's a good story before knowing what the actual story is. Was that true for you in this case?
That was absolutely true. I was interested in John. I was interested in the people he was introducing me to. I was interested in Woodstock and Bibb County, where he lived. But for a long time, the story hadn't really happened yet, if that makes sense. And so it just took time for life to unfold and for the story to happen, for us to have a story that could turn into an audio story, a podcast.
What were the initial elements of it that made you chase it in the first place?
I mean, a few different things. John initially contacted us with an email, the subject line of which was John B. McLemore lives in S-Town, Alabama. That caught my eye, certainly, among other listener emails. And then, you know, what he was talking about in that email was that he was just saying that the place he lived in Alabama was so terrible and so rife with corruption. And he was so emphatic about it. And, you know, in particular said that that someone had allegedly gotten away with a murder and that everybody knew it and no one was doing anything, which, if true, is something that a journalist should look into. And then, you know, once I talked to John, he was such an interesting, funny, dark, troubled, intelligent, brilliant person that the combination of what he said was going on in the place he lived and John himself, it was hard to turn away.
How accurate do you think his perceptions were of his hometown?
I think they were very accurate to how he experienced living there. And I think our podcast is not an objective portrayal of Woodstock, Alabama. It is an exploration of what it was like to live there as John B. McLemore. You know, I think the experience of living there is very different for someone who isn't queer, for instance, or isn't interested in some of the things that John is interested in, who isn't obsessed with climate change. There are many things about John that made it a terrible place to live for him. But also he, paradoxically, was completely of that place. There were so many things about him that were completely Woodstockian. And he also loved it. So it was this complete love-hate relationship, which I think is very relatable. I think probably a lot of us have that about the places we grew up.
One of the things that was interesting about him was what he did as an antiquarian horologist, fixing antique clocks, a disappearing specialty, which is, in its own way, detective work. So you, too, were doing detective work. Did you find a relationship between what is witness marks in clocks, which help you solve fixing clocks, and witness marks in purported crimes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and honestly, I would say even more broadly, just reporting in general as a reporter, as a journalist, you know, whether it's I'm reporting on a crime or in this case, I was reporting on a life, John B. McLemore's life. I saw a connection to the idea of witness marks even more so there. Just the things we leave behind as we go through life, as we go through the world, the things we accumulate, the friendships we make, the little comments we say to people that we forget but that they remember for some reason, like those all felt like metaphorical witness marks to me as I was learning more and more about John's life. But, you know, I learned about witness marks from one of John's friends who was a horologist. And as soon as he explained the concept to me, which he explained in kind of a technical way, it stayed with me. And I thought about it a lot, just, you know, in different parts of my life. And no parts of my life involve fixing clocks specifically. So I found it a resonant idea.
You mentioned that you were reporting on a life with John B. McLemore. And unfortunately, part of reporting on that life was reporting on his death as he committed suicide. During production, how did you come to terms with that and handle that both on a storytelling level and an emotional one?
I mean, it became the purpose of the story. Doing S-Town was my way of handling it. S-Town is the product of my feeling that John was a person worth memorializing and understanding and giving his fair due. You know, when John died, it was very difficult just personally. I felt sad that he was gone. I felt guilty. I felt many of the things you feel when someone you know dies that way. But I also felt like a bigger feeling, just kind of upset at the world that like we as the world didn't make John feel welcome. And so that's partly what I was trying to do with S-Town is to try and explore that and call the world out for that. And this is something that I'll talk about a fair amount in the show when I come to Eugene.
Brian Reed, host of the podcast S-Town and senior producer for This American Life. Brian Reed will bring his live storytelling skills to Creating S-Town at the Halt Center in Eugene on Friday, February 9th. For tickets and more information, haltcenter.org. To listen to S-Town or learn more, stownpodcast.org. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.